thing. Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who's a tree and who's a lame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden letter reaching down. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each foot and in each step. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground?
Everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great program for you. A brand new series starting tonight on Sand Mountain. Ever been there? Well, a lot of people have, and a lot of people will. And up on top of Sand Mountain, it's you know, it's really hard to walk in sand, especially a hill or a mountain of sand. Seems like you never get up to the top of Sand Mountain. Even if you are on top of Sand Mountain, slowly you begin to sink because sand is the foolish mountain that most of us have climbed in time. I know I've climbed a few of Sand Mountains before. on my journey. I hope and trust that you have made it, if you're climbing yours. If you've climbed yours, I hope you've made it. And if you are still climbing, I pray for you. Job said in chapter 40, verse 12. Now, if you was to look at the top, the very top, on the very top of Sand Mountain, which if you've built on sand, you are a foolish man. And you are a man with pride. Notice what Job said. Look at ever proud man. Look at ever proud man. Now, this is the word. So in time, everybody is going to come under scrutiny. The Bible said that Yahweh's eyes run to and fro through the earth. And be sure that your sins find you out. Look at every proud man and humble him. But notice what he said in the latter part of the verse. Crush the wicked where they stand. But the meek will inherit the land. You see, it's the meek, not the proud. There's the two. Psalm 37:11. The meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The meek. Now, the proud man, Yahweh's command through his word is, take a look at him, Yahweh. Have you tried Job, my faithful servant? Satan started to attack him and tell him what all he could have had if he'd have served him. But look, you've trusted in Yahweh. You've built on the rock. And you've got nobody up here. You see, the rocky soil will not grow anything according to the Bible. And that means that you don't have a lot of friends. You know, you can't plant friends in a rocky soil. Most of your friends will come from sandy foundations. But notice the difference. If you love man more than you love me, if you love woman more than you love me, if you love the things of the world more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. But the meek, the ones that have built on the solid foundation of not the things of the world, I would rather go through life without friends and gain friends in the eternal end, eternal friends, than to gain all of the world and all the friends of the world and lose my soul. Psalm 119. Listen to the prophet again, the psalmist David. Yahweh, rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your commands. Now, you see what the Bible says? Rebuke the arrogant who are cursed. Cursed. Now, what does that mean? The arrogant will not stay on the top of the rock. They'll go down and gather friends out of the sand, that means earth, earthen, and they will stray from the commandments because, well, I know the Bible says that, but you don't have to be that hard. Listen, the Bible says that which is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to Yahweh. Don't get caught being arrogant and stray from the commandments. Notice Psalms 131:1. My heart, Yahweh, is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me or beyond my comprehension. You know, some people are always concerned about great matters, things that don't really amount to a hill of beans, because the Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then all these things will come to you. Some to seek fame, the arrogant, those that stray from the command, those that will not keep Yahweh's laws, those who say, oh, that's too hard for me, that was for them back then. We can't do that now. God don't expect us to do it. That's all changed, Pastor Buddy. And the Bible says the law is a schoolmaster. And yet they say the law is a disaster. But the Bible says the law is a lamp to the feet. So Yahweh is on high. He looks upon the lowly. But the proud, he knows from afar. Remember, he's got his eye on you if you're proud, if you're haughty. And a lot of people are proud and haughty, and they stray from his commandments. Now, what are his commandments? Love him and love your brother. Some people want to love Yahweh, but they don't love their brother. Some people want to serve Yahweh, but they don't want to serve their brothers or their sisters, for that matter. As we're talking about, pride takes delight in bringing you off of Sand Mountain. Remember, if you stand on Sand Mountain, you don't have a foundation because there's something coming that's going to bring you off of Sand Mountain. I've been up there. It is a high mountain, and pride becomes mockers. But Yahweh gives grace to the humbled. Now, notice this. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Did you know there's six things that Yahweh hates, and even seven is abomination? And you know what the first one is? I'm telling you, it's so easy for us to get in a prideful, if you will, state of mind. Now, what do you mean by that, Pastor Buddy? What is a prideful state of mind? Well, let's notice that God can stand some type of pride. Now, there's a difference. There's the two types of pride. One is acceptable, and the other is sinful. And Yahweh will not tolerate pride lifted up, because the Bible will declare that pride goes actually before a fall. Now, why would Yahweh let you fall off a sand mountain? Because you're on a sandy foundation. Won't stand. You're going to be tried. You're going to be chosen for the purpose to see when you're rebuked or when you get wrong, if you've got enough humility. Notice what a famed writer said. Fame often makes a writer vain, but seldom makes him proud. It is better to lose your pride with someone you love, rather than to lose someone you love with your useless pride. Now, I have my pride, but my pride does not have me. Now, what does that mean? That means that there is a certain pride tolerated and a certain pride that is not. There is a negative pride. Now, a negative pride is the difference between the kind of pride Yahweh loves, and that will be like, well, you did something good for someone. You took them some groceries when they were hungry. You visited them when they were in prison. You know, I write a lot of people in prison and in jail, and it really gives me a sense of pride that I know. And, of course, you know, the world looks on, if you go to jail, you're evil. Well, Christ went to jail. Peter went to jail. Many of the apostles were looked upon in disdain because they were humbled and pride was far from them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. He didn't have any silver and gold. Most people in prison need help. The greatest help that you can give someone is the lesson of how to catch a fish. Yeah, you can fish in waters behind bars. You can, because you've got a lot of time in there, instead of sitting around and moping and groping about, telling jokes and hanging out with a gang, you could be sitting and writing letters to someone outside and telling them about Yahweh. Now, if you need tracks and you're in prison tonight, you need some truth tracks. Do you know your Creator by name? I could send you a track written by my good friend up in Ohio, and this is a track that he's got a love track ministry. He loves to send out tracks. He does it at his own expense, and I have sent literally thousands out to people, and a lot of them in prison, and they have expressed their gratitude for receiving something that they can pass on in a letter to a loved one or someone that they're writing on a chain letter or something of that nature. So Yahweh loves the kind of pride that when we're helping our brother or when we love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, the kind of pride that stems from self-righteousness is sin. And Yahweh hates the self-righteous because it's a hindrance to seeking Him. Psalms chapter 10, verse 4, explains that the proud are so consumed with themselves that their thoughts are far from God. In his pride, the wicked does not seek after Yahweh. In all his thoughts, there's no room for Yahweh. Now, that kind of haughty pride is the opposite of the spirit of humility that Yahweh seeks when it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And if you have a pride of seeking, if you have a pride of doing good, if you take pride in loving Yahweh with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, saying a good word in a chosen time, you know, some people are so poor in spirit. I mean, you know, when you're discouraged, you're down, and you're out, and you need a friend, and that friend doesn't show up that you expected, you're disappointed, and you're hurt. And the Bible says an offended brother is harder to win than a sinning that is fenced and defended. So when people become spiritual bankrupt and their inability to set aside pride and to give it up, people are so proud. You know, one of the greatest hindrances in your relationship to the Father has to be pride, and I'll show you why. I know from experience that when I first started seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as we called it back in the Pentecostal days, one of the greatest things was my arrogance and pride. I didn't realize it. I wanted the Holy Ghost, but I wanted it on my terms. I didn't want to get down and pray before the people. I didn't want to raise my hands up. I felt so awkward and ashamed. And pride, the Bible says, goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So it's better to be lowly in spirit and poor in spirit and among the oppressed rather than to plunder with the proud. Satan himself was cast out of heaven because of pride, according to Isaiah 14, verse 12 and 15. Pride lifting up. He had the selfish audacity to attempt to replace God. Now, you can replace God in his rightful position in the center of your being to serve him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Or you can become like Satan. You can become so proud and so lifted up that you don't want to bring yourself to humility. I know I was ashamed to pray in front of people. I say, well, you know, the devil will jump on your shoulder while you're there praying. The people sitting back there and now they're just Googling you and they're watching you. And boy, when there would be something raised up in me and I didn't know what it was. I knew that the eyes of the wicked are nothing but stumbling blocks for prideful people. If you're too proud to get down on your knees and pray and lift up your hands and seek Yahweh with all of your heart, because the Bible said that pride will keep you from praying. Pride will keep you from raising your hands. Pride will keep you, and it will keep you in bonds or bound because that you have pride and you yourself are ashamed to lift your hands and to pray and to cry out. I mean, cry out. So it's better to lose pride than it is to lose the thing that you seek the most, and that's Yahweh. What will keep you from crying out to Yahweh? What would hinder you from seeking Yahweh? Well, I'll tell you exactly what will hinder you from seeking Yahweh. Notice this. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, to fear Yahweh is to hate evil. Now, right there it is. You got to hate evil. You hate the very appearance of evil. I hate pride, and I hate arrogance. I hate evil behavior, and I hate perverse speech. You know, when somebody's got nothing but perverse speech, arrogance, and wanting to talk about something evil all the time, then Proverbs 10 and 8. Comes into play. The wise in heart accept commandments, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. So if you're up on Sand Mountain, you can see afar off, and everybody can see you, and you're nothing but a chattering fool, you're going to come to ruin. But the wise will accept Yahweh's commands. They will accept humility. You know, now I can pray and be prayed for. It doesn't bother me to accept prayer from the righteous because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Pray. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom and knowledge. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke. Proverbs 15 and 31. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke. Rebuke is better than secret love, the Bible says. But when some people are rebuked, pride takes a hold. And they raise up and they start climbing Sand Mountain. Boy, it's a hard way to go to climb a sandy hill or a sandy mountain. You notice the rocks. Rock climbers have an easier time of climbing mountains than do those who climb sand dunes because the sand dunes have no foundation. The rock has a foundation, and the fear of Yahweh teaches wisdom, and humility comes not on Sand Mountain. Humility comes before honor. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. And it's better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. My, ladies and gentlemen, I really feel the anointing of Yahweh right here tonight. I know that some one has climbed Sand Mountain, and you've made mistakes, and pride, Satan is telling you, Oh, now, look at you. You're as good as they are, or you're better than they are. You don't have to go and repent. You don't have to tell that person you're sorry. You don't have to confess your faults one to another. See, that sand mountain, I've been up there. Man, I'm telling you, it's hard to come down off of Sand Mountain because you slip and you slide and you look awkward and you lose your honor because by coming down off of Sand Mountain, you're gaining humility and you're coming back to the valley where you can pray and listen to a life-giving rebuke that it will teach you wisdom and humility that you've got to accept. If you can't wear humility and humbleness, you're not going to get any honor. Pride goes before destruction, Proverbs 16. But he who listens, Proverbs 15:31, he who listens to a rebuke will be at home among the wise. Well, that's up on Rock Candy Mountain, I guess you would call it. Praise God, it's sweet up there. After you have climbed the mountain, and you know some of these mountain climbers, they use pins, and they drive these pins into the crevices of rock. And there's always a crevice, even in a sheer face, going straight up. They depend on the pin. Pin your hopes on humility. You've got to trust that pin. Proverbs 25:9. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Drive your pins in. You can't drive a pin in sand because it ain't going to stick. Proverbs 26:12. Do you see a man that is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for one who is wise in his own eyes. Man, how this teaches us humility. One of the things, like I said, that I was humiliated with was getting down and praying in front of people. But as I prayed, and I couldn't get rid of this in my heart, I didn't want people to see me raise my hands. I'd done a lot of seeking in private, where I pulled my prayer shawl around my own eyes and went into my closet, basically, and I prayed. But let me tell you something. Yahweh wants you to praise him in the congregation. Notice this. Haughty eyes and a proud heart and the lamp of the wicked are sin. I want to give you that one again. It's Proverbs 21:4. I want you to write it down. Haughty eyes and a proud heart and the lamp of the wicked. In other words, you're always shining for the wicked side. You never shine for Yahweh. You never have any humility. You're never able to grasp that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride is those who will not take counsel. But notice this. Proverbs 27:2. Let another praise you and not your own mouth. Someone else and not your own lips. You know, a person that goes around tooting his own horn and praising himself is like a short-legged man walking on the side of a mountain. He just can't get it right. A greedy man stirs up dissension. But he who trusts in Yahweh will prosper. But he that trusts in himself is a fool. But he who walks in wisdom is safe. A man's pride will bring him low, but a man of lowly spirit will be raised up in honor. And we're so We're so unmindful of these commandments that I'm giving you tonight that our own heart, every man's way seems right in his own heart. If you have played the fool and exalted yourself, or if you have planned evil, clapped your hand over your mouth, and be silent and fear. Woe unto those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Isaiah 5:21. Isaiah 57:15. For this is the high and lofty one who says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. See, Yahweh lives in the high and the holy, lofty place. And he lives forever. His name is holy. I live in a high place. But with him I will come who is of a contrite heart and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 57:15. Isn't that wonderful? If you will notice the scripture, he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Micah 6:8. Yahweh has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your Creator. You know, a lot of people want mercy when they need it, but they don't give it when they should share it. See, it's reciprocal. You give mercy, you shall obtain mercy. If you give a haughty and a prideful heart and a spirit and clap your hands with the evil, you played the fool by exalting yourself. But Yahweh will bring you low, and the greed that you had stirs up the dissension. And he that trusts in himself is a fool. And those who are wise in their own eyes, there is more hope for a fool. Because he guides the humble and what is right and teaches them, he dwells with those on a solid foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, don't live on Sand Mountain. I used to have so much pride. I was so defensive. It was my way or the highway. I couldn't tolerate somebody's, what I saw as weakness, someone that didn't believe like me. Sometimes the apostles, even the apostles, had to be brought down a notch or two. Notice this. He who exalts himself will be humbled. And whosoever humbles himself will be exalted. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he will lift up the humble. He took old Herod down, who killed James with the sword and imprisoned Peter. And while he thought he had Peter safe between the guards, the angel came that night, because Peter was laying there, no doubt. No doubt, he said, this is it. They killed my brother James right here in this same jailhouse. And probably tomorrow they will deliver me up to take my head off my shoulders. What did he do? He humbled himself. You think he was asleep? The guards were. But Peter wasn't asleep. Sleep had probably fled from his eyes. He's praying, Yahweh, your will be done. But he brought old Herod down from his throne. He let the worms eat him up. But he raised old Peter up from between the guards, dropped the chains that held him secure, and delivered him out of the prison. If you want to be delivered, humble yourself. If you want to be humbled, just exalt yourself. Because you're coming down off a sand mountain. I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but it's the truth. Luke 16:15, and he said unto them, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of man, but I know your heart. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in Yahweh's sight. You see that? If you get on the sand mountain where you justify yourself, you condemn others who are humbled and below you, and you walk on them. Remember what you walk on going up. You may have to meet coming down. And that's very, very humbling. I know, I've been there. That's when you fall off a sand mountain. When the sand beneath your feet begins to slip, when you're confident in your own righteousness, and you look down on everybody else. Luke 18:9. You ever notice that? You know, when men are proud and they won't yield and they won't bend, but they have to be broken. And believe you me, it's coming. To someone that is confident of their own righteousness and they look down on everybody else. Yahweh gave him this parable in Luke 18. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all that I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up into heaven, but beat his breast and cried out, God have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before me. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Also, in Luke 22, listen to this. This is a prime example. Notice what he said. A dispute arose among the disciples to which of them was to be considered the greatest. And the Messiah said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles, they become lords over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you're not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like your youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater? The one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one that serves. And so don't toot your own horn. Don't justify yourself. Don't look down on others. Don't despise their righteousness and honor your righteousness in a verbal way to Yahweh. Yahweh, when he sat down, called the 12 and said, if anyone wants to be first, he must be last and the servant of all. Mark 9:35. I used to read Mark 9:9 until I wore the print off the page, literally. I mean, I just looked at that and I looked at that. And there's a great message in Mark 9. Particularly, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the servant and come up last. How can you believe if you accept praise from one another? John 5:44. Yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from Yahweh only. Now, do you seek the praise of man? Or do you seek to be honored among men? Have you done anything that's more worthy to cry out to your advantage? Or are you a servant, silent, humble, working, taking no quarter from the devil, not climbing Sand Mountain? It's hard to climb Sand Mountain. If you've ever tried to climb a sand dune, I'm talking about those like on a desert that go up and up and endless miles of nothing but sand. People down here in the mountains don't have to contend with that because most of our mountains are ledges and rocks and trails and hard to ascend. We've got some mountains here in Tennessee, North Carolina that go up 7,000 feet approximately. Well, that's just a little molehill compared to the Himalaya that goes up 29, almost 30 miles high. Ours is just a little over a mile high. Those mountains go up at least 29 mile plus. How would you like to climb that mountain? But how would you like, you say that'd be hard, and it would be. But how would you like to climb a 29 or 30 foot high sand mountain? You think you could do it? Notice this. In Romans 12, chapter 3, for by grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that Yahweh has given you. Now, I know that faith comes to play, and you, with your rich faith, could offend someone with their poor faith. Do not do that, but do this. Romans 12:16. I just wish we could get in harmony with this message tonight and all love one another. Live in harmony, one with another. Do not be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Don't be conceited. Condescend to your brother and get under him. Raise him up. Praise him. You know, it's very easy. Oh, I can't stand so-and-so. He annoys me. Why don't you rather say, I'm praying for the brother. Love is patient. Love is kind. Does not envy. Does not exalt itself. Does not boast. It's not proud. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. The charity chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. Let him who boasts boast in Yahweh. For it is not the one who commends himself that is approved, but it is the one whom Yahweh commends and is approved. So, if you boast, if you must boast, Paul said, if I must boast, I will boast in the things that show my weakness. Listen to that now. That's the opposite. Most people go around bragging how strong they are. And if everybody's like them, it'd be a better kingdom, glory to God. You know, that's not true. And I've often thought, what if we converted everyone to believe just like we did? If you've ever told one lie, the whole world's held one. If you've ever come up short, the whole world come up short. If you ever lacked any honor, the whole world would lack honor. If you had too much boasting, the whole world would boast. Can you see the wisdom of praying, keeping yourself humble, and clapping your hand over your mouth? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6. I got to close here just in a minute. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But if I refrain, so that no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations that I obtained from Yahweh, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan. You know what that first messenger that got in Satan's heart? I will become like the Most High. That's a righteous person. I will exalt myself above everybody else. I'm better than everybody else. Pride brought Satan down that lifted him up. He didn't have the authority to go where he went. You know where he went? Instead of going to exalt himself over the mountains of Yahweh, he built himself a little sandy dune and became a little pipe squeak. Someone that thought of himself more than he ought to. Like Paul here, that was given to me a thorn in my flesh when I became more than I should have. Yahweh sent a messenger of Satan to torment me. And three times I pleaded with Yahweh to take it away from me. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. So if I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, I'm going to talk about my weaknesses. I'm not going to talk about my strengths. Paul had plenty of them. But he had enough weaknesses to keep him from being exalted. He was brought down to his knees. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another, hating one another, and wishing evil upon one another. My, do you lay down and play and replay the evil that you would like to see happen to somebody that you hate? The very poison that you are thinking about towards someone else is a poison that is building in your own veins. Listen to this. May I never boast except it be in the service of Yahweh, through which the world has been crucified to me and I unto the world. Be completely humbled and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, bearing with one another. You know, most of us can't bear with one another 5 minutes till pride enters in and separates and divides. If we have any encouragement from being united with our Creator, if there's any comfort from His love, if any fellowship comes from His Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in love and the same spirit and the purpose. Do nothing out of a selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of us should look not only to our own interests, but to the interests of others. Our attitude should be the same as that of the Messiah, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider the equality with God being something to be grasped or to boast of. He humbled himself and became even obedient to death. A servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, listen what he done. He humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even the death on a torture stake. Therefore, the Creator exalted him to the highest position and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, our Messiah, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Yahweh is the eternal Father through glory. Therefore, as God's chosen. Holy, dearly loved, clothe yourself, listen with it, with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, patience. Let me back that up, start at the bottom of that verse. Patience. Not pride. Gentleness. Not pride. Humility. Not pride. Kindness. Not pride. Compassion. Not pride. Dearly loved. Not hate. As Yahweh's chosen people. Now, if you say you love Yahweh and don't love your brother, you lack patience, you lack gentleness, you lack kindness, you lack compassion, you're not clothed with love, you're not holy, and you're not chosen. You're up on Sand Mountain, and great will be the fall, because pride goeth before a fall. James chapter 4, verse 6, he gives us more grace. And that is why the scripture says, Yahweh opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter, here's Peter, the old pride man, you know, he had a lot of it. He had to swallow his pride. Yahweh made a prime example out of the greatest servant he ever had, Peter. The one he gave the keys to, he had to break him down in humility before he could serve him. He had Peter cursing and denying him. This is the leader of the church. This is the one that had the keys. Be shepherds. This is Peter doing the thing. Be shepherds. Instead of being shepherds, we want to be goats and start butting on everyone. I like this one, and I don't like that one, and we have respect of person. Be shepherds of Yahweh's flock. They're under your care. Serve them as overseers. Be servants, not because you must, but because you're willing, as Yahweh wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording over the flock, but be entrusted, being examples, that when the chief shepherd appears, you'll receive a crown of glory that will never fade away. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those that are older than you. Bow to the hoary head. Listen to them that have rule over you. And all of you together, as a family of Yahweh, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The humble is those who are serving under Yahweh's mighty hand, that he may lift you up and honor you in the day as no longer servants, but as members of his body, bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh. Isn't it wonderful to serve Yahweh? Isn't it wonderful to know him and the free pardon of sin? Isn't it wonderful to know that Yahweh is coming for a people that is called by his name? Now, there's four things that I'd like for you to remember tonight. What is pride? I think I've discussed it enough. What does the Bible have to say about those who have it? What are the consequences of those who have pride? And what can be done about our pride? Well, we're going to cover that tomorrow night. Yahweh will in part two of Sand Mountain. I'll see you then. Praise Yahweh. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and it's been wonderful to have you sitting in here on a Monday night. Praise Yahweh. Now we know who's going to the Super Bowl. You know, we noticed on Sunday night, all day yesterday, the Super Bowl participants were in. We had four teams, and look at the beer and the trash talking and the sin and the gluttony and the babbling idiots. sitting out in the cold with their shirts pounding on their chest like dummies. You know, sometimes I really believe in evolution. But I believe the monkeys and the chimps and the apes are smarter than man is today. We act like they should act like, but they act like we should act like. They observe nature. They don't mistreat the planet. They don't engage in all this frivolous activity that goes on. It's a shame what we've come to. A bunch of idolaters, a bunch of prideful people, full of sin, envy, debate, and dispute. Instead of loving, and kindness, and tenderness, and kindness, and patience, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Well, you can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. If you'd like to have this series on pride, I think at the end of the series, you will be helpful in escaping pride. It comes to us all. We've all had pride. We all have faults. We all have come short. We've all sinned. But I hope and trust that Yahweh will take you and bring you down off Sand Mountain and set you on that little valley where there's humility and where there's humbleness. Because upon Sand Mountain, pride goes before a fall. Yahweh bless you. That's Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, again, Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, you can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South, right here in the great state of Tennessee. Call me at area code 423-351-1082. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night around the world on the late call at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pray for me to get a little bit earlier starting time. It'll come available here on WWRB. Just pray for me that we can get just maybe an hour faster starting time, so that the people on the West Coast won't have to set up so late. Now, going down through the Central and the Western time zone, it works pretty good. But so it sort of equals out. But pray for me to get a little bit quicker starting time. And I'll see you again tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central, tomorrow night. Watch your pride. Find out what it is. Find out what Yahweh thinks about it. Find out what the consequences are. And above all, find out what you can do about it, because there's a lot of things that we need to do about pride. And if we can, we can go without a fall. We can continue, and we can praise Yahweh and be lifted up. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night.